town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Let's go. Podcast for the people, by the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All the fine people out there.
All the fine people.
All the fine people. I'm looking at the table and I wondered why you weren't drinking water, because your other water bottle was at home, but you changed water bottles.
I didn't. What do you mean?
You had that white one. I was like, oh, Ben stopped. He was on this, you know, drinking water, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing better. Do you drink a lot of water?
I've fallen victim to the other side of it, where it's a thing being sold to me that we didn't really need. You're dehydrated and people need more water.
Oh, he used and to think more, that too.
The more I'm looking into it, it's like, yeah, like why do I have to buy a $40 water bottle and I need to buy these little things to put minerals and electrolytes.
All the additives.
Beet juice.
Okay.
It's like, where does it end?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's... It really just boils back down to boring stuff like eat right, don't eat too much, and maybe exercise here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if I just did that, it's worked for me.
Yeah. You're good.
So, yeah.
No, anyways, I was just looking at it thinking.
I've been using this for like 2 weeks.
Well,
that's
you have?
1,000 milliliters right there.
Yeah.
Do you drink at all, though?
I drink usually about like 3 of them a day.
Are you serious?
At least 2, but usually 3.
Andy's
that's a lot. That's a lot of liquids, man.
Yeah, 30.
You're 30 just like months. Washing all your electrolytes out of your body.
I switched to this
one.
Are
you tired?
Because the the Yeti one was only like half the size of this, and it was heavier.
Yeah.
I don't even
So it was going empty quick.
Wow.
But, oh, you got a Stanley. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
These things.
He drinks more water than me now. What the hell?
Everyone's heard of this Nalgene, right? You haven't heard of this?
Run it by me. Let's get it.
This brand.
I have not heard of them, but I want to.
Have you seen these water bottles?
Water bottles like
that.
He's
looking at it right now.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Right. So these have been around for years.
Mm-hmm.
They became like the go-to thing or whatever a while ago. Before Yeti, before
they're part of swag bags, before swag bags were a thing.
Oh, okay.
I never had a need for one because I didn't drink water, carry around water, whatever. I didn't care. So then a buddy of mine has them, and we're doing this elk hunt. I haven't told you about this yet. We're going to do an elk hunt.
Sweet.
And he takes 2 of these. So he's got one in his bag and one in his holder. So he's got plenty of water.
Got it.
So I ordered them, and I'm like, okay, I got to get used to trying it. Well, all the hype about these things, like, yeah, they hold water, and they're great. They seal good, all this kind of stuff. The problem with these is you can't put cold water in this.
Why? Because it sweats?
It sweats horribly.
Mm.
So it gets everything wet that you set it on. So I just put tap water in it. And that's
so
what
you're
I drink
trying to get used to room temperature water.
I'm not trying to get used to it. I don't mind room temperature water.
Well,
but you cannot put ice cold water in these things because they just sweat all over the damn place.
But they say actually you shouldn't even drink ice cold water. It's better for your stomach. But I drink it. Andy's rolling his eyes about all this health
stuff. I'm on board. So that bottle, even your Stanley, every year we get a wave of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, Ashley being a volleyball coach, and they put on all these volleyball camps.
Oh.
And club ball. You know, her sister has that club.
Yeah.
Every tournament, every site, average 4.5 bottles, 2.5 folding chairs.
Gets left.
Oh, yeah. No one comes back to clean
and
them.
And it's like, oh my God, that's a new Coleman rocker chair. That's like $80. You know, and then they'll keep them and put it out there lost and found, and nobody claims them. So name your color, your size of Stanley you want. I'll get it for you.
For free.
So
I got you.
And it also like throws this thing, this idea in my head. It's like, talk about just a bunch of expensive shit that we don't need.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
And it's expensive stuff and it's nice and it works, except I guess these ones sweat. But the Stanleys, other than they leak, but you know, then you buy the attachments for it. It's just like, if it really mattered that much and it was so nice and you needed to have it, then why did you leave it at the volleyball thing?
Right.
And then also, it was there for the rest of the year, like in the lost and found, come back and get it, you know? And
it's because most every American family has about 15 of them in the cabinet with lids that they can't find and where they all go.
Right.
And all that. This, I would say, I'm no water bottle expert. It's only been a couple of months, but this is this is the best one that I've used so far.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
All things considered,
just because it doesn't leak. Is that the is that
the lid is attached? You don't lose the lid.
Okay.
Oh,
they're basic. I got two of them for $25. Mm-hmm. They're not expensive. They're easy.
They're
to
made
clean.
In the USA. It says on it.
Yeah, they hold a lot of water. I mean, unless you need ice. If you need ice, this isn't going to work.
But they say you shouldn't drink out of plastic. It's plastic.
See, no, I think these guys did something with their
because it looks bluish.
Yeah, you know whatever those no BPAs or whatever they call. Yeah, I don't know what all that shit is, but.
And I should come clean here. I do at least once a day. I have a plastic bottle similar to that, but it has like a screen here where you can shake stuff up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm trying out this new powder mix, and this was the summer of Arnold Palmer's for me. Mm. Lemonade. Ooh. And tea.
Yeah.
And I'm gotten into green tea, you know. I like green tea too. And it's this... It's this green tea that you mix, and it has protein in it. So it's just a bunch of bullshit that just like, mm-hmm. wow, that mm-hmm. speaks to me. And I saw the bag, so I had to buy it. So I drink about 32 ounces of that tea per day, and it's in a bottle with a mixer and all the other bullshit.
And then you put vodka in it with your Arnold Palmer. Do you put some vodka in that?
Spike it.
I love the spiked Arnold Palmer. There you go.
Exactly.
That's a post 5 o'clock though for me.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry. We are off to a good start about water here.
Talking trash.
We all got our different mugs here. So yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So I thought today, last time we had done it, it went so well. I want to do it again. These podcasts basically write themselves. Sometimes it's hard to think about, what are mm-hmm. we going to talk about this week or whatever. But really, if you just think about it, there's a million things to talk about. And the news just keeps dropping bombs that it's like,
yeah,
dude, the common folk have to talk about these things.
Oh, yeah. It's a machine. The ball is always bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be like a 3-hour episode. There's so much.
Oh, they all could. Yeah. We had to pick and choose. Okay. So I'm going to let Andy start. What's story number one?
Oh, geez. Well, out of the headline stuff. Yeah, take your pick.
Didn't you have, you had one the other day you were telling us about that you wanted to.
Well, what did I send? Because my head's been, we're gearing up for football season here. So that's where my head's been at. And it's also a nice, here we go. I'll read the headline.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell's been getting on social media. And she's saying over and over, black out the system. And it's kind of a movement. She's not the only one. And I'm like, well, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds ominous. Doesn't sound good.
Right.
Okay, so you ask AI or Gronk, what is this in reference to? And I'll just read it. Rosie O'Donnell's, quote, black out the system refers to a protest movement calling for a general strike on September 17th. That's Constitution Day, urging people to skip work, avoid spending, no shopping whatsoever, gas or travel, and go offline as an economic boycott against the system and the systematic injustices and the government policies that are currently in place.
Hmm.
So, and we've seen these before. It made me think of different companies where it's like, don't shop. Don't buy gas from BP today, and that will totally bankrupt them. If we all unite and don't, that they won't be able to. The cash flow will stop with a 24-hour and blah 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 blah. And I've seen this with like Nike, boycott Nike, I don't buy it. I don't think it would work.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you hear about those things all the time, and it's like it never happens. It never does anything. Could it? Yes. I mean, we all have the power. If we decided we were all going to do something consistently for a mm-hmm. consistent period of time, it's going to have an effect. But people aren't going to do this. Number one is Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, she actually is in Ireland right now, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even think she lives here. She's like, get out. I'm getting out of here.
She's one of the ones that if he gets elected, I'm moving out of the country. And I think she stuck to it. So good for her.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, like just like sitcom, just regular over-the-air TV, the Rosie show or whatever it was called. I remember seeing that every now and then, and I was always like, oh, that lady with the annoying freaking voice.
Boy, she's mad.
Yeah.
And she's laughing about it. What's going on?
I never really thought anything about it. You know, I was just a kid. And then as I got older, I started seeing all her activism stuff or whatever, and it was just like, oh, my God. Didn't Trump talk trash about her at once? He said something about
her. I feel
like
he did.
That was awesome. So in the early rounds back in 2016, I think is what you're referencing.
Yeah.
One of the attacks was on him was, well, you are a chauvinistic male dominant pig. And he goes, you call women pigs. He goes, no. I didn't call women pigs. I called Rosie O'Donnell a pig.
Oh, totally called her roast.
I mean, and it was so funny because he says that, and then like both sides have the gotcha moment. Like the Democrats, like, ah, we gotcha. You called her a pig, just like we thought you would. And then you know he's like, yeah, he like stood
I
on
did.
It.
Did
yeah. It's and? Like, oh my god, I just thought it was hilarious.
When I Google search this, I don't know if this is AI like blasting Rosie or taking, I mean, you tell me what you think. So it says reports circulating on social media, particularly on Facebook, indicate Rosie O'Donnell recently posted a video urging people to, in quotes, black out the system. Then it says, however, the context and meaning of this phrase within her video remain unclear and have sparked discussion and debate among online users. And then it goes on to say, it appears the term blackout in this instance is not related to her health, but rather to a political or social statement or action. Well, what do they mean not related to her health? Yeah. Is that AI like...
This is getting weird. Yeah. And also, she can't even help in this cause because she's not even in the country. What are you going to do? Fly back to America and not buy anything for a day?
Yeah.
You're just going to tell people to do it. Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Weird.
I thought she was fantastic in the movie A League of Their Own.
Yes, she was.
That was good.
And she was really
That's
funny.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I like that movie.
And she filled that role just perfectly. The loudmouth third baseman, the rah-rah, mm-hmm. you know. And every softball team needs that type of a third baseman, or at least somebody. You
Is
know?
She married?
The old cleanup hitter? I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
What was it? Who was the one on the Rosie? Tom Arnold? Is that who it was?
No, it was Tom...
Wasn't that his name?
It was the Forrest Gump guy.
Wasn't he the one on the show? On the Rosie show?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Tom Arnold.
Sorry.
He was married to the one that went the other way.
Roseanne.
I thought you were talking about Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks was
No, Tom guy. Arnold. That's not who it was. John Goodman.
Oh.
And John Goodman was the husband in...
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was. Yeah.
It says it started in 88.
So, to the main point that I think that she's getting at, this whole blackout the system, don't shop for a day, disrupt it all. Not only do I don't think we're going to get everybody together, I'm also wondering, like, if you really want to get Mr. Blue on this, is she working for the other side here? Because hang with me on this. I feel that now people on Constitution Day, you gave them a rallying cry to go out and just, let's buy a new Tesla, let's go out to eat, let's get steak, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. the whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. Let's buy a new Traeger and the expensive steaks and wrap them in bacon, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then post, hey, Rosie, check this out, you know.
Yeah.
What's it? It's called Hell on Wheels. It's a campaign put on by PETA, and it's pretty gross. It's a fake wagon, like a straight truck, that shows a bunch of little baby pigs. They're cute as shit, these little baby pigs. And it has this big old boom box in it. So it looks like pigs are going to market, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're just squealing, just crying, you know? And it's called Hell on Wheels. And talking about the injustices that are about to happen to these poor little innocent pigs, mm-hmm. you know? And anyway, they tell you where they're going to tour and what... restaurants and different type of meatpacking plants are going to park in front of, you know, and disrupt the system.
Yeah.
Well, they're hitting up this little place in Valentine, this little barbecue joint in Valentine, Nebraska, and the locals went crazy.
Mm.
That was the best day that business ever had.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good
support
for them.
Wise, there was a line, like a blockbuster line wrapped around it. The Hell on Wheels truck couldn't even park anywhere because they parked like three blocks out.
Yeah.
It was wild. I'm like, did PETA, like, do they make a deal with, like, hey, you want business? You need a little shot in the arm? We'll be there. You know, it's like, it's just so weird. And I feel like Rosie's doing the same thing here. Like, you're making a rallying cry for people to go out and spend on Constitution Day. Because, like, I have no Like, I wouldn't think, oh, let's go out for dinner on Constitution mm-hmm. Day. Now I kind of feel like I have to. You know, fuck you.
So right. Maybe like it's the other way.
Maybe her and Trump are actually buddies.
Yeah, something. Oh. Right?
Mind blown.
I'm just thinking about those pigs.
AI can make a pretty funny video of those two having a good time or something.
I'm thinking about those pigs. You think that's like safe and just for a bunch of pigs in a sitting there in a hot vehicle? That's not even right.
It's a picture. So it's like a wrap.
Oh, I thought you were saying that they literally were driving one around.
It is a truck that would be used for that, but instead of
it was wrap.
But it's like a wrap of all these cute pigs and these poses and stuff. And yeah, there's just a big old boom box of just squealing pigs, just blood-curdling screams, you know. And yeah, it totally backfired. Like, it was just hilarious. Like, one guy dressed up as Bacon, and he was
like, how do you not?
the Halloween costume. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, in the end, Rosie's blackout ain't going to happen.
I don't think so.
That's the end of that.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's going to be like it's going to be like Black Friday, where that's where businesses mm-hmm. come out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
if my theory works,
yeah,
holds up.
Great job, Rosie.
We need more people like that to stir the pot and get this economic system back up and running.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
That would be nice.
All right, story number two. Nebraska has banned the sale of lab-grown meat.
Thank God.
We broke it.
I think there was a bug on me. Sorry.
We broke the whole lab-grown meat thing mm-hmm. on Common Folk.
We did.
Probably 3 years ago.
It's been a while ago. It was a while ago.
If you go back to some of our early episodes, you'll hear us reviewing lab-grown meat.
We've did this a couple of times.
We did.
Yeah, but that one, we actually brought the Impossible Burger mm-hmm. in, you know, and we took bites of it throughout the...
Yeah. You brought in the Whopper and the Impossible Whopper or whatever.
I made you guys do a blind taste test.
We were trying so you both could tell of them, yeah.
You guys both knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Both could tell.
And then we dug into to lab-grown meat and just all the stuff that's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wasn't that a separate episode too?
Well, I know we did a couple of them, but it was obvious that it's like, okay, they're not telling you the whole story here.
Not at all. Yeah.
When you start seeing everything that's in this lab-grown meat mm-hmm. and also these veggie burgers or whatever that mm-hmm. was like just all mm-hmm. the stuff they're pounding them with.
Yeah.
How they're growing this meat. It's just so weird. The whole thing was weird.
Very weird.
Yeah. The headline here, or the article here says, yes, Nebraska's banned the sale of lab-grown meat. A new law signed by Governor Pillen prohibits the production, distribution, and sale of cultivated or lab-grown meat within the state effective September. The law aims to support traditional livestock producers and prevent lab-grown meat products from appearing on store shelves in Nebraska.
I actually love that, and I think it falls in line with MAHA, Make America Healthy Again,
mm-hmm.
because that's the biggest lie with whether it's veggie burgers or this chemically created meat, whatever it mm-hmm. Is that it's like what you said, it's loaded with sodium and other type of things to fill that void and mm-hmm. make it sticky and make it look like burger and have a better presentation and a texture. It's like, good God, just support your local butcher and enjoy hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, right.
What are we doing here?
I mean, don't you want the real thing?
The real thing and the healthier thing. And also, this is kind of a cool time for Nebraska ag. We have plants upon plants cropping up, whether they're refining plants for soybeans, new sustainable meatpacking plant put on by ranchers themselves out in western Nebraska. So there's some really cool things happening within the ag industry, and you'd kind of expect that with our, you know, our new governor being Jim Pillen, and he's a hog man, Pillen Farms. So it's good to see, and this just helps support. I go back on this because I don't like that they're creating a law to do it. Like, you know, real beef, if you are that good mm-hmm. and you are that healthy, you don't need to create a law then to protect it. Mm-hmm. You just need to get your story out there and say, no, we really are.
Yeah.
Or debunk their stories.
Okay.
I don't like feels like a step towards being subsidized or something, you know, and if you are that good, you shouldn't have to create laws to for that advantage.
That's a good point. Yeah.
On one hand, I like to see it, but I'd rather just see the message rather than our government getting their hands in it.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder if that's like oh, what's the word? It's basically just like a, like a, like a, like not a trick, but like a just a political thing. Like, yeah, we're banning it because was that even needed? Like, is it even actually getting sold and consumed here? Mm-hmm. You know, like, or is that just kind of a flag? Like, oh, we're, you know, we're sticking our flag in the ground.
Little easy win there for the powers that be here in the state of Nebraska. And I mean, a bigger headline to me, or one that carries more weight, is the raids that happened earlier this week. I think they arrested five people for human trafficking in Omaha, Fremont, Bellevue, and Norfolk. And I mean, this stuff comes up all the time, which makes sense because we're right in the middle of America and I-80 runs right through Omaha, you know. But it's just, it's gross.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You know.
Last thing on the meat thing, I just looked this up in case people were curious. There's seven states that have banned lab-grown meat.
Oh, yeah.
Florida, Alabama, Indiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, and Texas. So some of the usual suspects, some that maybe I wouldn't have thought of, but we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, who else is a big, like, farming state that isn't in there? Like, who can we, like...
California.
Well, I mean, as far as like...
But for cows, like, yeah, I would totally guess Montana and Texas. But is it? Are we missing a big one? I'm just trying to think of the states. You think Iowa?
Iowa yeah. would probably come in.
Yeah, okay. Wyoming.
Oh,
South Dakota.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Kansas.
And this is one of those things that I don't need our lawmakers to make laws and make that decision for me. You know, I would rather just see a better effort of making people informed.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes, excuse me, I've said this with some of the other things that we've talked about. Sometimes I like that things like that exist because it makes it very easy for me to pick out the folks who I may or may not want to associate with.
Wait, what do you mean?
So like if it's illegal, mm-hmm. then we're never going to have it. But if it's legal and I see somebody outwardly supporting it, then I know what kind of person that is. Then I know how I need to deal with that.
Yeah, I secretly don't like you.
It doesn't really, they can't hide anything, right. You know? It's like.
You got to gear the words you use, what you talk about, like when they're.
It's like self-incriminating, like, oh, yeah. Oh, you love lab-grown meat? All right, noted.
Nowhere to put you in the category.
Heck of a nice. Bumper sticker there. They kind of show their hand a little bit.
Yeah. That happens, I think, with a lot of things like that.
Well, we'll have to repost this, and I'll do that too, at least tag it on our YouTube channel, because it is, we dug into the numbers and the process of how some of these lab-created meats were made, and I mean, the way that they are robbing embryos from impregnated cows and stuff like that, and using that goop of the dead fetus to supply the protein. Yeah. Like, if you knew all that, like, people make fun of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Take a look at what's going into your fake burger.
It just isn't right, man. Well, it's so strange. It's so.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, what's going on?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these things people go back to, like, oh, we're playing God or whatever. Like, you kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're growing something in a petri dish that wasn't meant to be grown that way.
But why are we even doing this from go? Well, money?
We've already like gone down this path where we are playing God, because an Angus cow that's on my ranch up in northeast Nebraska right now never was on this planet until we started crossbreeding. And I mean, that's years and years and years of us engineering that thing to be lazy, fat, happy. You know, I mean, that is a bison, an oxen, a buffalo, all like wrapped into one and bred until like all that wildness is out of you. And you just love loafing around, chewing your cud and perfect fat to muscle ratio. So like we've already done this play God stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're already godly enough, right?
Like enough is enough.
What really tripped me up on the last time we talked about this stuff was... Netanyahu, and they were unveiling their new 3D printer of meat.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And you could just like, you just said Salisbury steak or ribeye or burger.
New York strip.
Yeah, and it would just start printing that. Yeah. And I mean, it looked, it looked like something out of a 90s movie, like Running Man or something, some futuristic movie like that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Total
it was like,
Recall.
Like
you know?
A big-ass machine, like a, I don't know, I'm trying to think like of an overgrown that people would see.
Looked like an overgrown soda machine, like those ones at Burger King where you can choose what type of soda you want. You have to hit 100 freaking buttons just to get a Diet Coke. Yeah. It looked like that to me.
To me, it was like one of those, you ever seen one of those like CNC manufacturing machines that'll like make stuff out of metal or like, you know, they do all this real technical stuff. Like they're like the size of this room and then you've got a lid and there's a window in there and you can watch it work.
Watch the arm go back
That's
and
what
forth.
It was like, And it's doing that and it's making a steak.
Yeah. Well, and
then they pulled it out and it looked like it. Like it had like the fat marbling in it.
And the bone and the T-bone. Like, what was that? Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, that wasn't a bone. Yeah. But and I'm like, oh, good for you, Israel. Way to go. You're going to be able to eat meat, kind of. And then didn't skip a beat before that little introduction was even over. Ben's like, yeah, and in America, this will be in McDonald's and Burger King's. And I'm like, oh, no, hold on. I didn't know that's where you're going with this. Of course it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I need that.
I don't know how that story didn't get any legs. Like, I don't know if they're still quietly behind the scenes doing that or...
Oh, you don't think
they Because
would.
That seems
you
like...
You don't think they would do anything quiet behind the scenes, do you?
That, no.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a major step.
Yeah.
In this whole thing.
Well, and I saw some stat the other day, like, you know, like we've mentioned, I fall into this health kick, you know, with these bottles, you know, and BPA free. I saw that a Taco Bell taco is like, their beef taco is 36% beef.
I heard some of this the other day too.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're producing, they're telling us what?
So what's the other 64%?
But they released that? Or did someone else figure?
Yeah, I don't know if it was them directly or not, but I did hear something about that. And not only that, it's like the lowest grade that exists.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that could be
only 36%.
And that could be kangaroo. Like, they don't need to be, like, really. So it's like soy meal and whatever.
The thing is like, did anybody.
It is delicious.
Though. Is anybody surprised? Like, you always knew.
Yeah. That's why it's called Taco Hell. Like you feel like hell afterwards.
You open up a taco and you squeeze all the hot sauce on it and you look at that mush of whatever's in there and you just know. You're like,
and even that,
this is bad for me, but I'm eating this shit. It's so good.
Fourth
and it's
meal.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And even that, and you know it's bad for you, just how it tastes. It's too good.
Yeah.
That looks way better than what was being printed out as far as like from that meat 3D printer.
God.
Wild.
Yeah,
support your local butcher. We'll go back.
100%. We just got some more upstream beef. We got half a beef. Our neighbor got half.
Good deal,
Matt. If you don't know who Upstream is, I'm just gonna give them a shout out because they're just good dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Upstream Farms.
We had them on too. That was a few.
We
years
did. There
ago.
Was an episode there. Upstreamfarms.com. You can go on there, contact those guys. Right now, they're only selling shares, so it's quarter half holes in Albion. They deliver. They're just good dudes.
And along the same lines, our neighbors up in Boyd County, he started his own beef direct to consumer.
Yep.
It's called 402 Beef. Shout out Cody.
Dude, I heard of them.
So
I don't think I've talked to them, but I've heard of them.
They had an ad on the sports radio a couple years ago just kind of get the word out, you know? And I think from what I can tell, they're doing really good.
Nice.
I pre-ordered a brisket to throw in the old smoker. Nice. It's going to be about that time.
Time. Are you going to do it for the game?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
As you said, support your local rancher, your local producer, because it doesn't get any better. And beef prices have gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite grocery store, my favorite store, period.
God.
I'm not going to talk trash about them, but... When I go in there, when I look at meat, it blows my mind.
You just drop your pants around your ankles like, all right, fine. This is the way it is.
There is not a steak in the cooler that's under $15 a pound.
I know. Ridiculous.
And you're talking about like a round steak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's why you guys need to shoot an extra deer this year get on venison steaks.
For sure.
They're so good.
Oh, for sure. So we've definitely talked about that. And the dog needs to get some of that.
If you're elk hunting, I mean, don't wait till the last day to take a cow. Just get it for the freezer. Yeah. Like, guys, I know we're after the 6x6.
Right.
No.
Just do it.
Do it.
All right. So lab grown meat, get out of here, says Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you have anything in particular, Morgan?
No.
No?
No, I just come to...
No news topics that you want to go through?
No, I think you have a list.
I've got a few. We ain't going to get through all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your next best one?
Maybe we'll wrap up with this one. We'll see how much time. The headline says that Trump takes over the D.C. police because of what he says is a rise in crime.
Oh, I haven't heard this, so.
What?
I'm sorry, I haven't.
Dominated the headlines the last couple of days.
But I'm not on X like you are a lot.
Well, I'm posting our news on YouTube every day.
Yeah.
So I have to curate that and come up, you know, with the storylines.
How do you figure that out? Do you just search around and you're like, what's hot topic? Okay.
Yeah, it's gotten down to a science where I get on Google Trends and see what's happening.
Oh, okay.
And then... Hopefully we have one of our stories in that broadcast falls on that. So that's the way I'll go.
Okay.
And yeah, that's just me falling victim to feeding the machine what it wants a little bit. But it's also just what's happening. It's the news. It's what people are talking about. It's what people are searching. And Ben, you want to enlighten us on this DC takeover?
Yeah, it kind of blows my mind, man. What I haven't heard people talk about, what I want to start with is... Is this okay? Like just the action in and of itself. The president taking over a civilian police force.
Mm-hmm.
And having them, now he's in charge, having them do whatever he wants to do.
Right.
I mean, obviously
You're thinking that it has a little too much communist overtones to it a little bit? Or what do you think?
Something. Yeah, I don't know what the word is for it, but something about it doesn't feel right.
When was the last time you were to D.C.?
I've never been to D.C.
My entire half of my family lives out there.
Okay.
And I will say, the first time I ever saw just blatant, in-your-face racism as a kid was when I visited D.C.
Oh.
And, you know, that was... 30 some odd years ago. Swastikas on the public water fountains, N-word written on, you know, in marker, spray painted on public buildings. My jaw dropped. I'm like, and that was like right next to the Lincoln Memorial. That was on D.C. grounds, you know, like we're just on the tour like all the other sheeple.
Mm-hmm.
But it just blew my mind that would be happening. And especially here where this should be democracy, this should be America. So when Trump, that quote that people are rallying behind, my dad always said, if you walk in a restaurant and the floor is dirty, turn around and walk out. Because if the floor is dirty here, the floor is dirty in the kitchen and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah. And D.C. should be spick and span and should be a beacon in my mind.
Yeah.
And I think the bigger story here is how did it get so bad and why did it get so bad and why was that ever acceptable?
So you think we have like corrupt police there? They're getting paid off.
I think everything's corrupt there.
Okay,
There's a really good book called This Town and it talks about the corruption and how you serve your time and then you get put on a board and you're just a millionaire for life. Gets into, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi who makes $200,000 a year but her net worth is something like $300-400 million like that.
Like how does that work?
But then on top of that, it's so in your face that DC's just a joke. It's trash.
So I mean, I'm with you. I 100% agree
that it should
in those kinds of scenarios that something needs to be done. Something needs to be fixed. Yes. You know, and I have heard a lot of those stories about how bad that place is.
This was 30 years ago that I'm referencing.
So it's got to be worse.
It just feels like a bridge too far.
But who else is going to do it, Ben?
I think that's the angle, though, as well, that you're being fed, that you feel that way.
Yeah, and I honestly haven't heard that from anybody. That was just a personal feeling where it's like, ooh, the president has enough power to just come in and take over a local
But who else is going to do it?
But that was the only one, I think. I think that's the only police department that he does because it's D.C.
And that's what I'm... what I'm wondering about is there, because I was, what I was saying earlier is that obviously there's something written in mm-hmm. somewhere that yeah. gives him the authority of this.
Yeah. Oh.
So is it something like that? Is it only DC that right. he's allowed to do that with?
I believe so. That's kind of what I was saying.
Like a clause that
could be.
Mm-hmm. And also, rather than wearing it and saying, yeah, we obviously have been doing a shit-tastic job for a number of years and something had to change. They just go back to the old narrative. This is racist. This is oppressive. Not actually addressing that you guys have let crime get way out of mm-hmm. control here. Mm-hmm. People don't feel safe. We have tourists coming in to see our monuments and take the tour, and they're getting mugged. Like, you know, and I'm dramatizing it here, yep. but it is what's happening, and it is ugly, and it should be a place that we're proud of, not trying to hide it or not talk about it. So on that front alone, I love it that he's doing this, that at least it opens a conversation and it gets into, it allows us to say, well, why? Why is DC the way it is? What can we do?
Well, and what is he going to actually do? So what does a takeover mean? Like, he literally is going to clean house. How is he going to find the rat, the mole, the bad people? what is he going to do? What's the plan, Ben? So you say this is going to happen. When did this happen?
I couldn't tell you the exact plan, but I can tell you a couple things that they say here.
Yeah.
So first of all, not only, I guess, is he taking over control of the police force, he's deploying 800 National Guard troops in Washington. It says he's taking direct control of Capital City's police, and he's using urban crime as the basis to do it. There's a couple of quotes in here from him. It says, our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals. So, you know, that's his reasoning. And also there was a little bit of something similar not too long ago when he sent in the National Guard into California.
Yeah.
So that was almost kind of the beginning of it. And obviously mm-hmm. Newsom was all pissed about that. You don't need to be here.
And Bass, was that the mayor's name?
Could have been. I don't remember.
Yeah, she was starting to stink about it.
You know, our police force, our highway patrol, all these guys, they got this, you know, and then you're sending all these guys in, and then, you know, all that back and forth. California's putting out pictures of National Guard troops all sleeping on the floors of high school gyms with no food, mm-hmm. not being taken care of, you know, and blah, 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 all this shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
But it's like, it's clear, it's so weird because it's clearly like, these major leaders, you know, the president and the governor of California, the mm-hmm. president and the police chief of D.C. or whatever, or the mayor of D.C.
Yeah.
are at complete opposite ends of the spectrum, are at complete odds.
Yeah.
But he's the boss. So yeah. he just comes in. He's like, nope, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. You know, I understand that some of that things need to happen. But it just, the whole thing seems strange. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, and my biggest bitch, and I agree with you, it doesn't feel right, it doesn't sound right. But he's right.
Yeah.
Things are out of control. And don't lie to me, Mr. Governor, and say things are fine and everything's going mm-hmm. to, and we're better mm-hmm. than Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, he likes right. to reference how right. California's yep. doing better than Texas yep. over this and that. Shut up. You obviously have a homeless problem. You
yeah.
obviously have a drug addiction problem. You obviously have a problem with illegal immigration and gangs. Shut up. Quit telling us that it's okay. You know? The big guy or whoever, whatever you want to call him, the new big guy, he's not doing that to states, most other states. You know, he didn't do it to anywhere else.
Yeah.
So just a couple of things to note, because I had heard this too, but I was trying to find it in writing. So the Democratic mayor of Washington, Bowser, pushes back on Trump on his claims of unchecked violence. This mayor says that violent crime is at its lowest level in more than 3 decades in that city. Is that accurate? Is it not? We don't know, but I don't know how you could make that claim if there's not a hard number.
Yeah, I can make a stat say whatever I want.
Yeah, you know? Right. You can definitely spin some things, but that seems like a pretty big stat. It says, and then it goes, this article goes on to say, violent crime, including murders, soared in 2023, turning Washington into one of the nation's deadliest cities. However, violent crime dropped 35% in 24. According to federal data, and it's fallen an additional 26% in the first 7 months of 25. The other thing that's a little bit troubling here on my original topic is that Trump signaled that other major U.S. cities with Democratic leadership could be next. And this is his quote. If we need to, we're going to do the same thing in Chicago, which is a disaster. Trump said at the White House, adding, hopefully LA is watching.
Oh, so that's a threat.
Well, that's clean it up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I just don't have a problem with this, but I think, Ben, you do a little bit.
Well, didn't Newsom do this when Xi Jinping came to visit? He cleaned up San Francisco like that. Put up fences, got rid of all the homeless people. Yeah, like, where did he put these homeless people? Like, that's another like side story.
I think they gave
like,
him gift cards to go stay at the Trump Tower
well,
or
whatever
something.
He did. Yeah. I mean, that'd be hilarious. Fire back. That, like, the,
sorry, I just like
had. The, what they did at Eagle Pass, they just sent him to New York. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you want to talk about human trafficking, which gets me going. I mean, that's being done on a state-by-state government level, basically, just shipping people around as pawns. As just a little playing card, you know, and I think people should be more than that.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Ben, in the sense of like, it feels a little bit odd because Trump in his own mind thinks he's so powerful. Like he kind of has that ego thing, which is a little bit annoying, but he does in a sense that they have so many issues there. And we do in a lot of other states. Is he trying to like flex and say that that's what that is? Like, I'm coming for you next, the next Democratic states. The best way, not the best, let's ask the people, the police officers, you know, like, what is their take? You got to think they've got to be halved. Like, some of them are like, hell yes, this is a shit show. I'm actually scared every day of my life working. Or some of the other ones are probably like, get the F out of here, Trump. You know, like, I wonder which way.
Yeah,
these
guys fall. They never do that. You're right.
No, and I know.
That was the same thing with California was, you know, according to some of the stories that were coming out, all the local police were like, we don't need these guys here. We got this. What's going on?
We got this.
There was, I never really saw any actual interviews of those people talking, you know, and that's the stuff that people
wanna
definitely
hear.
Are looking for.
But they would lose their job if someone got interviewed.
Probably.
From D.C. that said, this is a shit show. We need Trump to come in and regulate.
They don't need
you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you would never hear that. But in my mind, I'm thinking there's got to be some scared women and men that actually hold that job, that work every day, that pray they come home.
Yeah. And sure. Yeah. And I don't think it's a story that necessarily needs to be told because we can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it's obvious. It's just so overwhelmingly obvious. And I don't like the language, how he uses it, and, you know, we'll take it up and we're going to clean it up, rah, rah, rah. I don't like all that stuff, but God damn it, something has to be done, and I agree with that. And I'm on board with a lot of the Trumpsters that have had a falling out. Like, you promised some big, you know, couple items, and they haven't, and you did a total 180 on a big one to me. And so I feel a little slighted. And if you've seen the last couple of South Parks of this this new season, they don't hold back. They don't hold back with old Trump.
Oh, really?
It's funnier than hell. It hits the nail on the head. It puts him in his place, and I kind of like it. I've got to be honest. Like, they are. It's a little over the top. I'll tell
it?
You that. But
is it?
I mean, that's where we've always been able to shine compared to other countries around the world, is that we're able to push back. We're able to point things out. You know, we're able to call someone on their bullshit, you know, which is a good thing. And I'm, you know, I'm with you guys. Like you said, something needs to be done. I just don't know I don't know that this is the right way. A couple other things he goes on to say, he's suggesting that he might attempt to strip the city of its local autonomy and implement a full federal takeover. D.C. operates under what they call the Home Rule Act, which gives Congress ultimate authority but does allow residents to elect a mayor and a city council. And then it was on Monday, Trump invoked a section of this act that allows the president to take over the police force for 30 days when emergency, in parentheses, conditions exist. Trump said he was declaring a public emergency in the city. So it sounds like it's a 30-day deal that he can do. But again, like you said, that existed in the books that he could take advantage of. I don't know what exists for Chicago or LA, but we just have to be, it's that whole slippery slope thing.
Right.
We have to be careful. Like, okay, if Chicago's next and LA is next, who's next?
Yeah.
Is Omaha next?
Yeah, that's just it. I don't want to be applauding this, and I'm applauding my own demise.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you said it, this was on the books, and you know, Jon Stewart of The Daily Show, he's back at it now. He made a great point a couple of weeks ago. He goes, we give the president all this power, and this has been voted in years ago, these different, you know, junctions like you just mentioned there, and then we're like shocked when they use them.
Yeah, they're there. What are we talking about? Like, we're the ones that voted for this shit.
Yeah, and most people don't even realize what they're voting for or what's, you know, what's in there. Everything's gotten so damn complicated.
Yeah, that is a problem. When you pass a bill, it has all these additions and these clauses put in. So, like, everybody gets a little piece of it or gets something that they want out of it.
So what do you think, though, the National Guard gets to do? Like, these guys coming in, these 800 men that he's sending in, actually then have more authority than the actual police officers? How does that actually work?
What this says is the U.S. Army said, so they stated that National Guard troops would carry out a number of tasks, including administrative, logistics, and physical presence in support of law enforcement.
Oh.
100 to 200 of the troops at a time will be supporting local law enforcement.
And just that show and power alone is going to clean a lot of things up.
Like, we got the people.
Yeah, and they're I just don't get how you can be against having some help come in and clean up it and probably detain some people that shouldn't be on the streets and either arrest them or deport them. You really just want to live in fear.
But right. don't you think that when people come in and help, then when the help leaves, the problem's still there? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so, but, I mean, he's obviously then trying to get to the problem, but I get we need help, but do you not think the criminals just won't be as, bad
but this is
for
where,
the 30 days?
This is where he's got to make it work. In those 30 days, you do have to arrest some people. You got to get some people out of there, you know? He's got to do his flex. He's got to make it work.
Well, let's see it happen then, so, I guess, if that's what he's demanding, or not even demanding, that's what's happening. You said Monday, so...
I'm on board with Ben here, you know, but more than anything, I'm just sad that something this drastic has to happen, and the majority of the population's like, hell yeah, get them in there.
Yeah.
And I'm probably one of them, if you get down to it. I'm like, yeah, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, the crime rate and what's going on there, all those things.
It's kind of scary when you say that, because so many kids or go on these tours to DC and all this stuff. How safe is that? I don't know. So,
that's quite the question.
I don't know. In the end, I 100% think something needs to be done. I think cities like that are embarrassing, especially our capital city.
Yeah,
I mean, that's ridiculous. But what do you do? I don't know. And is this a bridge too far? I don't know. That's the question.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's just something for people to think about.
Yeah, think about it.
Right.
What I guess we should report in 30 days if anything has been done.
So. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, we'll know what the outcome of this is before
the end
long.
Of September, you know?
Wouldn't you say the common folks probably like, well, that, oh boy. Yeah. Well, let's see if it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think everyone's kind of on the fence.
Exactly.
And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, it ain't my backyard, so,
sure,
you know,
yeah,
let them go do what they're going to do. But what I'm encouraging people to consider is it might be your backyard.
Right.
I mean, Omaha is our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha's got a bunch of homeless people. Omaha's got, follow the crime websites, the Facebook posts, the scanner pages that post everything that happens on the Omaha Police Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, there is shootings, murders.
Mm-hmm.
Every other day, if not every day.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens in all these cities.
Yeah.
So at what point does someone, you know, when the precedence has been set, that they can just be like, ah, we're taking this over. You all are a bunch of idiots. It sounds like what we're worried about that AI is going to do. You know, that AI gets to a point where it says, you are too detrimental on yourself. You can't handle this anymore. I got this. Oh. I mean, that's kind of what the mentality is
like.
That you can't. You can't even take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of this for you.
Yeah, and AI might be able to get to a point where, like, oh no, those two assholes would not be good presidents. We have this guy for you. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We got it handled. And probably would be better.
Who knows? Might. You never know.
Yeah.
No, but that's interesting you bring up Omaha because, I mean, this was, 5-6 years ago. It was just an embarrassing article that the sports section wrote about this kid that was a running back for North Omaha, the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
And he was scared that his buddy was going to get shot because they're all in gangs. And I'm like, these are all teenagers. you know, and he was on his way to a game and he could see the, and they went by a bunch of police cars with their cherries on and there something had happened and he was worried that it was his friend that got shot. And it was. It was his friend that got shot. I'm like, this is, and they're talking about the gang violence and how it's infiltrated the high schools. So, by all means, Trump, get in there and clean up our North Omaha high schools. Like, how embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
And that we have teenagers getting shot in the before, while they should be at school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While their buddies are on the bus going to play a football game. Mm-hmm. That's sick. That's terrible.
It's hard to understand, though, how the president could do anything different or do a better job other than
enforce the rules that are there.
No, but I mean, like, because a lot of those rules are being enforced, but I think really what it comes down to is the difference is going to be manpower. So
yeah, there's probably just not enough police.
Yeah, if he sends in 200-400 National Guard troops to Omaha in order for the police to be able to utilize that manpower, they're going to be a whole lot more effective.
Yeah.
I mean, the police forces all over the country are in desperate need of people.
Yeah.
You know, we're not too far coming off of defund the police and all this bullshit.
Yeah,
so if you can come in and inject a bunch of money, i.e. a bunch of people,
right.
Sure, that would be effective. So in something like that, like if he were to come in and say, look, I know you need more resources. I'm going to give you 300 troops. Okay. That seems like, you know, something reasonable.
Boy, what if you invest in something like that and then invest in education?
Wow.
Really at the root of this, and this is a shot at us, I just think the common folk need to get better. We need to have better families, bigger, you know, a better focus on families, and maybe reach out and help each other out, help our neighbors out. Because I didn't do a damn thing. I read that article and just got mad, but I didn't do anything. I didn't spend time or send any resources or volunteer or anything. You know, I did was shake my head and do the NIMBY thing, not in my backyard. You know, in fact, we moved further out of here, you know. Like,
yeah.
It just kind of like, they call it white flight, getting away from downtown.
White flight.
You know? This is a detriment on me too. Like, I just think we got to be better as a whole. The common folk has to rise up and be a little bit stronger. Otherwise, the orange man, the funny guy from South Park, he's going to come and clean it up for you.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of getting what you asked for, aren't you?
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Well, some interesting topics. Let's close it out today with a little shout out to our buddies at Barn Owl. If you go to barnowl.tech, if you're looking for surveillance cameras, any kind of camera system for your farm, for your ranch, for your home, just something to look at your driveway, something to maybe just have sitting out there, see what your neighbors have going on.
A lady in her pool or what?
Say, like, put it on her hot tub.
Put it on the corner of your house in the backyard.
Put the motion detector on high. Extra sensitive.
We're not using like an AirTag anymore. We're just going to mount a camera in our neighbor's tree.
I mean, you could. Barn Owl gives you that capability, right?
I do have to say, Barn Owl does not support the use of their cameras in watching your neighbors.
Sorry, you ran right into that one, Ben.
I said that because I was joking
around. I know. isn't it starting to get like closer to hunting season, Mr. Hunter, Andy?
Of course. Countdown is on.
Yeah.
We've got our Barn Owl cameras set up on the road out here. It's a private drive. We're able to see all the activity. And then we also have a camera set up where we hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about moving it. Andy's got some ideas of putting up some food plots and monitoring the progression of the food plot and the wildlife activity on it, which is going to be cool for us. It's going to give us these cameras. They give you real-time images. As soon as they see movement, they're sending to your phone. You set it up how you want. If you want video, if you want photos, if you want multiple photos, whatever, you set that up. It automatically comes to your phone.
Let's not move it. Let's get another one.
Oh, we might, yeah.
Okay.
Solar panels. We've got solar panels hooked up to ours.
God, they work so well.
Yep. The battery power is just staying full.
Yep.
We haven't had to touch the batteries, which is awesome. On the previous camera that I had, I'd have to change the batteries about every probably 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
On this, we've been up now, 6 months? It still says 99%. So
and it's not like effective. A real bright area anymore. Like the canopy grew over top all the trees, but enough sunlight gets in there, I guess.
Yep. You got a picture the other day of Joel mowing, because he was out here forever. Like, it takes him hours, like 4 or 5 hours to mow out here. We're like, yeah. Do you think he's okay? And then sure, his phone gets ding. Oh, Joel's still riding around. Okay, perfect.
Finally got to the lane. Jeez.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Doing out there.
So, yeah, it's good.
If you're interested in these at all, they have a new camera out. Go on there and check it out. Their bundle, the price is better than before. The equipment's more effective than before, even more effective than what we have out here right now. But discount code is FarmFocused, FOCUSED, all one word. You get 10% off anything on their website, barnowl.tech.
Nice. Check them out. All right.
Sir. All right. Well,
that was a good news one.
It's about an hour, so let's get out of here.
We got to work or what? Okay. All right. Peace.
Anything else? Good?
Nah.
All right. See ya.
Later.